we are live. What's up, K-Casters?
How you doing, K-Casters? It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute.
I think it's been more than a minute. It's been like 10.
Well, no, because I post the video, if you notice the unboxing, I posted it on our channel, not mine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then you had your solo cast, I had my solo cast.
It's been a hot minute for like, us by ourselves, but it's been a whole tense, and it's been us together.
Yeah, exactly. Because life.
We're both still alive! Yay! Surprisingly.
Yes, that's it. With all the comebacks that have happened so far this year, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like.
And that's exactly what we're here to talk about. Wow, smooth transition. We're professional.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, we're going to be talking about the comebacks that have happened.
Yeah.
And we did a refresher course for ourselves because it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Like, and some of them I haven't or you haven't seen.
Right.
So what we did was we made a list yesterday and we put all the comebacks that we both have seen, mainly what Brianna made the list, so it was mainly what Brianna had seen and enjoyed and all that. And then I added in whatever.
Holland wasn't originally on the list. You added Holland.
Yeah. And what I added today, Everglow.
Right. That one was, I didn't know that was going to be a thing, but I liked it.
I believe this was their debut, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Don't quote me on this.
Yeah, right. But I think it was.
The only reason why I ended up checking out Everglow was because my timeline was full of it.
Yeah.
Like, full. Like, Sojins, everybody was on it. And I was like, all right, I gotta check this out. So I did, and I loved it. So when we started talking about comebacks and everything, I was like, I gotta show Brianna Everglow. And
you didn't tell me.
You enjoyed it.
It was literally, we finished, I think it was, we had rewatched,
Mamamoo.
I almost said the name of the song, because I couldn't remember the name.
Go
Baby. Yeah, and then I thought it was just kind of on autoplay, and then I was like, oh wait, no, this is deliberate.
Oh yeah, that was on purpose. I literally typed out Everglow.
I wasn't looking at my phone, though. I was fixing a hole in my pants.
Yeah, Brianna had to resew her pants, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah. It's all my pants are ripped. I'm heavy set. It happens.
Yeah. So, what was the first thing we watched?
Mito,
yeah.
Stray Kids.
I saw Mito when it came out.
Same.
You did, too?
I think I saw it maybe the day later. Because
I was actually awake for Mito, so I saw it when it dropped. Thoughts? What'd you think of it?
I need them to sit down.
I agree. Tenjin, he needs to take a big old... We need, like, a very large chair so that he can have all the space he needs to just sit down and stop. Like, he... I don't know how many people know this. Ian is my bias. I love Jonghyun. He's baby. I love him. My bias. But Hyunjin, ever since he dyed his hair blonde and started wearing those blue contacts, he started coming for my life. He's been coming for this bias list. He's been everything. I need him to stop. I need him to stop it.
Like,
go away.
Since I first started really getting into Stray Kids, because when Stray Kids came out, I knew their songs, but I didn't know them except for Felix.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finally got all their names down and everything, I was like, okay, Chan is my bias. He's adorable, this, that, and the third. But mm-hmm. Changbin and Han need to stop.
You can't even, like, look at them.
I can't. But they need to, they're trying to make sure I look at them. They're beyond my cutoff, like.
So, let's talk about the song now.
The song is, I was expecting a lot of Stray Kids and they came through. Like, it's Stray Kids, Files, Under the Groups, like, Vixen 17. There is not a song I do not like. So.
I agree. Although this isn't one of my most favorite songs, I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, my favorite comeback for them was still My Pace.
I agree.
But this one was a straight up bop. I know when I'm going with James to go see Stray Kids in May in New Jersey. And I'm not going to survive this concert, especially when they get to Victory Song. Because Chan likes to lift his shirt up in that one. I did not know he had abs. I did not know he worked out. I was content not knowing this information.
I was fine living my own world. Not knowing any of that.
I was content thinking he was a little Australian squish. Like, nope.
No. He's not. Not at all.
No, he's rude. So rude.
Fucking rude ass.
Yeah, I don't know about you yet, but I did listen to their entire album.
I did not. Just for all intents and purposes, at the moment, I have not listened to any album.
They're the only album I've listened to. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I haven't listened to anything yet. I'm so far behind. Just a quick disclaimer, I'm going to literally disappear off the face of the earth coming up, because...
You just better send me text messages so I know you're still alive.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm obviously. But for those of you who don't know, I am in my school's color guard, so we are competitive. So this upcoming month of April, well, it's already April, it's April Fool's today, actually.
Yeah,
so for this upcoming thing, for April, I'm going to have a competition every single Saturday. That's not the 20th.
Right.
So I'm going to be busy. We're going to be practicing like there's no tomorrow. So I'm literally not going to be around for like all of April.
Right. So what I'm going to do is just because we've been lacking on content for a while, I'm going to try and keep with updates, like doing solo casts, you know, or like what I was thinking about doing was doing like a solo cast about how I got into K-pop and what it's like to be an older fan within any given fandom. Because I've been seeing some shit lately on Twitter and I'm not happy.
Yeah. I think that's good. I think that is something that you should do. And if I do get time, I will definitely try and work something out with you or do a solo cast by myself.
Right.
And I guess I could kind of base off of that, like what it's like being an international Korean fan, because that's why
we were having this conversation the other day. Okay, so before we get too far off topic, the next group was TXT.
Yeah, TXT. I've seen it when a day after it came out.
Right.
I've seen it, like, relatively very close to when it came out.
Shame, I saw it.
I am twins with their Bakke Hyungin Kai. We are literally twins. Same day, same year. Unfortunately, not the same place, but, like, we're twins. We're literally twins.
You guys play the same instrument.
Yeah, we also play the flute, and I really don't know how to feel about it, but, I mean, like, ground to bop.
I can't look at any of them, but the song was great. The choreo was amazing. Like, you could
shout out to Toby for being amazing at what you do. Your crown cover.
Crown cover was amazing.
Was amazing. Like, queen. Slay. My life. I love her. I love Toby.
So do I.
Okay. Back to TXT.
TXT, I label them. I've been labeling certain people lately, and TXT falls under this category as well. They are Pocket Squad. Which means I can't look at them, but I want to protect them. So that's where TXT falls. I haven't heard any of their other stuff yet because I was not that inclined. But
I've heard, what's that one song called? Orange.
Blue Orangeade or something?
Yeah, that.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
Okay. Because
really
when Big Hit first announced that they were going to drop another boy group, I was a little... I wasn't so much apprehensive, I was more scared for them than anything.
I remember, I think it was like a year or so ago, when people reported seeing trainees around Big Hit's company and everything. And so I was like, oh, are they doing something with a new group or something? And then, lo and behold, we now have TXT. When I heard TXT was going to be a thing, like you said, I was scared for them as well.
Right.
And I had every right to be, because they got a lot of hate.
Yeah, they got, and the sad thing is they didn't get hate from people because of their music or their actions. It was because they were under the same label as BTS.
Yep.
And to me, that's just so stupid.
I think that's super stupid. I understand that BTS is very, very successful, but a company cannot survive on one group alone.
Exactly.
Everyone's gonna understand this at some point. At some point, BTS will disband. It is it's inevitable. Every group does it. It's gonna happen.
Right.
Right. Big Hit needs to start making a backup plan for when BTS does disband, or when members go into the military and they can't, if they decide not to, have new comebacks and everything. TXT is required for Big Hit to stay a company.
Right, because let's say when they do their military enlistment, when they come back, they can decide, I don't want to be under this company anymore. I want to open my own company, or I don't want to be part of the group anymore. I want to do my own stuff.
Exactly.
Which, again, we were talking about yesterday. Members of the group can sustain their own solo careers.
Exactly. Whether it's in acting, music, producing, dancing, whatever it is.
Whatever they want to do.
They all can sustain themselves.
Right.
Let's face it, at this point, BTS has literally set each member up for a career after BTS.
Exactly.
Everyone has done some sort of solo job or has some sort of skill or talent that they can pursue in the event BTS fails.
Right. Which is a great move for them to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we want any of these groups to disband? No. But again, it's inevitable.
Yeah, there's no stopping it.
Not at all. So, and then when they announced, they're going to call TXT, they dropped teaser photos. I remember saying to, I think we were on the phone with James at the time, too, that we thought it was going to be kind of like what BTS was supposed to be in the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
And then it's the complete opposite.
They went the entirely other direction.
Yeah, like
it was super cute. I loved it.
Yeah, when you put BTS's debut and TXT's debut next to each other, it's like watching TXT and then GoGo.
Exactly. since we're talking about BTS, I will go into Mappo Soul Persona.
Yes.
Namjoon's teaser.
Namjoon.
I actually want to take this moment to actually talk about what Internet Nathan talked about in his review of Mappo Soul. He talks about how Namjoon's rap talk is all about reminding himself of where he came from and where he's going, reminding himself of his roots and everywhere that he started and BTS started as a whole. For those of you who maybe were not into BTS when they debuted, if you go back to their love affair, school love affair, almost their intro, their teaser intro that they did for that era
is the exact same one.
It was like this animated, really hip-hop style thing that they used for the intro of Mappo Soul Persona. Now, Internet Nathan pointed out that the classroom that Namjoon is in goes back to No More Dream. And everything is like, but then it's a present Namjoon, so you know what I mean? Like, it's showing that he's still kind of the same person that he is when they debuted.
They used that same classroom in Boy in Love as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice seeing the classroom set up again. It was nice seeing that go back in time. But another thing that it's in Namjoon's lyrics, he doesn't fully know who he is yet because he has so many different personas going on. He has himself as Namjoon. He has, you know, RM, the leader of BTS, RM, the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has so many different...
And then he has, you know, Rap Monster, what he was before, you know? Yeah. Which is why I feel like some people still don't know why he shortened Rap Monster. It's because he said it didn't fit their new image.
Right.
Which shows that him and BTS as a whole were growing up.
Right.
Because BTS were all young when they debuted. They were super young.
They debuted for, what, 5 years now? Almost six?
Yeah, five-ish years.
Okay, so Jin's a year younger than me, so he was about 21, 22 when they debuted.
Yep.
And it shows.
Yeah.
But I also, I kind of laughed when I first got into BTS because I didn't realize that RM had named his dog after himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's cute. But it definitely, I'm very intrigued to see what this album's going to be. How reminiscent of it is it going to be of their old stuff and how much of it's going to be more like their new style.
I'm also very curious about that. I would like to see how this plays out. As someone who, I realize I haven't announced this yet, but I'm standing BTS again. Welcome. Ha-ha. And as someone who was there from debut and then dropped not that long ago, it's very, I can't wait to see if they do bring back their old style, because that's what I loved about BTS. I love that they came out of the gates with such a hard concept,
right,
and they changed it all the time. It was always changing. Every album was something different.
Right.
And eventually their music just stopped working for me. I'm willing to give it another shot.
Yeah, because we were talking, he said this yesterday and I laughed, that when you stepped out of being an ARMY, I stepped in.
Yeah, so they lost someone only to gain someone, so.
But another thing is that with BTS, I'm not getting tired of BTS, I'm getting tired of some of the fans, that it's
mm-hmm.
even because this happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the person, oh, are you singing K-pop?
Mm-hmm.
And you were, like Vic. And they're like, oh, no, I was talking about BTS.
Yeah, this happened last week. Okay. So, yeah, this happened to me last week. I was singing Red Velvet's Ricky in my sign. The food, yeah. I'll go back up then. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was singing Red Velvet's Ricky in my science class. We were getting ready to switch periods. And, you know, I was with my friend, whose name I will not reveal for privacy purposes. Me and her, we were just chilling. She knew the song, so she was kind of, like, bumping with me. And this girl who was in front of us, I've seen her all the time. She's in two of my classes. Never spoke to her a day in my life. She just turns around and she's like, is that K-pop? And I was like, yeah, it is. Red Velvet. And she's like, who's your favorite? And I was like, VIX. And she was like, no, I'm in BTS. I was like, what?
It's like people now when they hear the word K-pop, they just automatically associate it with BTS.
Yeah, there's more to K-pop than
K-pop
just
BTS.
K-pop
is just the genre. I'm tired of telling my coworkers, like, oh, are you listening to K-pop? I said, yeah. They're like, what's your favorite song by them? And I went, huh?
Huh?
And I went, what do you think K-pop is? And they're like, that group you listen to. I'm like, no, they are one under a genre.
Yeah, it's a whole music genre, not one person, like, not one group, you know?
Yeah. What was next on our list after BTS? Holland.
Holland. Yes. The king. One thing I've noticed recently in March is a trend of music, like the music of the song becoming a lot louder than the vocals. Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
interesting. But Holland, speaking of Holland, he tweeted, but I thought Holland's was great.
Holland's was very beautifully shot.
When the story behind it was amazing, very heartfelt. All the tweets that led up to that described the entire scene. I was not prepared.
But what I love about Holland and with his music and the way he's an amazing actor, is that, like, by the end of the video, you just want to hug him and, like, protect him.
For those of you who haven't seen it, I suggest you go watch it before, you know. Stop what you're doing right now and go watch it, because, spoilers.
Yeah, like.
For those of you who stayed and have probably already seen the MV, we're talking about that scene where Holland pulls out the bass thing and he's crying.
Yeah.
Amazing actor. Huh?
I meant I want to hug him in general.
Oh, yeah, true, same. But, like, that kind of hurt my heart.
It hurt my heart a lot. Like, me and Janelle were on the phone with each other watching the music video.
Yeah, when we watched it for the first time. Because it was April Fool's in Korea when he dropped his MV. And I was like, it's a joke. There's no way he actually dropped it. And it was legit his MV.
Yeah, because I was like, be careful, it's April Fool's Day over there. And he was like, oh, wait, let me check. No, it's real MV. I'm like, okay, bet.
Yeah, so we watched it together, like, throughout the entire time. I was like, no! And then, shut up, we're not there yet! Shut up!
And then, I was only, like, a beat behind him, so the next minute, oh!
I was like, that's so bad! And you're like, shut up! And then you're like, oh, no!
Now, I didn't realize when we did this earlier, we went from soft and emotional when we were doing our recap to Jesus Christ, put your shirt on.
You're right. Because we went straight into card, right?
Yep.
Makes sense.
Because, BM, I appreciate the fact that you walk around without a shirt on. I appreciate it a lot, but please put a shirt on.
Exactly. I appreciate that you take such good care of your body, but please, put your shirt on.
When it gets to the point that I'm watching your abs move, then I'm watching you dance.
Exactly. When I saw his, like, teaser for it, all I could think about was, you know, you gotta keep your man titties up. I was like, BM, please.
Oh, no, another that you were like, shirt.
Shirt, I was like, shirt, put on a shirt, damn it, put on a shirt.
But, that was another bop.
Yeah, Bomb was a huge bop. I loved it.
Like, it's like a dance song. I want to dance to it.
Oh, I think my food's here. I'm coming.
What was after card? I didn't have too much to say on card.
What did we watch after card?
Monsta X.
Okay. So, Brianna only told me it was in English, alright? That's all she told me. She didn't tell me nothing else. I had no idea what was gonna come. I had no prep. I just had... It's in English, by the way. And I was like, what?
You're like, why am I in English?
And then it started, and then I was attacked. I literally said stop so many times into the rabbit chat that I broke my rabbit.
You said stop for each member.
Yeah.
That's how many times you said stop. Because I had no warning. Why was I going to give him a warning?
Fair.
Because another thing is, when I first heard that Steve Aoki and Monsta X were going to do a song together, I thought it was going to be like Mic Drop.
Yeah.
Where it had the bits of Korean and then the English. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Full on English. Juhan never let me breathe, but I mean, what's new?
Yep. Duan, Kiyun, like, you yelled Hyungwon a couple times.
Because Hyungwon's my bias.
Yep.
Naturally, I'm going to yell at him.
Yeah. And then... When I watched it by myself, I yelled at I am, so. I need him to stop. We just stayed on, like, a sex thing for a while, like, sexy MVs. Because next was, Wakey Wakey.
Huh?
Next, after Monsta X, it was Wakey Wakey. You know the NCT song?
Oh, yeah.
We want to rip off Johnny's weave.
Where I've been trying to rip out Johnny's wig.
Yeah, rip it out. Just rip it out.
Just never again. Well, who thought that was an idea? Who thought that was, like, a good idea? I want to talk to their stylist.
Yeah, right? Please.
I want to talk to whoever did their hair.
Watch it be the same people who did... Wait, because Jenelle's been Jenelle started teaching me shiny yesterday. Like,
yeah, I did.
So it's probably the same stylist.
Probably, because they screwed Tamen over with his extension.
Like, every other video, it just seemed like Tamen had extensions in it. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why you gotta do this? Leave the baby.
How much you wanna bet? I can't open it. But how much do you want to bet that all the hair they took from Key, they gave it to Tamen? I still remember last night how you said, give him the extension. During Lucifer.
During Lucifer, because of that fucking hair flip.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the weave.
He needs it.
He did. That was a bad haircut.
They always give him bad haircuts. Oof.
But Wakey, it was funny. The first time I watched Wakey Wakey, I didn't realize I'd watched an NCT video.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I watched. I just knew I watched it. I think what happened was, I think I read Wakey Wakey as Wavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what probably happened, because the group chat clowned me on it for a good 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good song. It's NCT choreo, so I can't learn it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if anything, one of the main things I remember, these are the things that I gathered from that. Blom Jung Woo, Jaehyun's stomach, Yoo's stomach, and Johnny's wig.
Yeah.
That's about all I can remember.
After that, we went over to, that's another thing. You know, everyone in our friends list knows I call Yu-Gi-Oh! Demon Sin Child.
Uh-huh.
He is now Demon Sin Child number two.
Uh-huh.
Number one was taken over by Tamen.
Uh-huh.
So that was a segue for that we watched just two.
Uh-huh.
And Focus, which we've both seen several times at this point.
Okay.
Because I made Jenelle watch the dance practice with me because I couldn't do it by myself. the JB jawline came out and I wasn't ready for it.
You're never ready for it.
I'm never ready for the JB jaw, but it's a thing. It's a thing. I need to stop, but it's a thing. Then just two. I feel like we anticipated just two.
Uh-huh.
And so, because of that, it was definitely easier.
Uh-huh.
Next, we move on to the two queens of K-pop.
Sunmi
was first. Dude, we learned that Rabbit and YouTube, it is racist and homophobic. Because I could not find the music video for Noir anywhere on Rabbit. Jenelle had to take the remote after that.
Yeah, because on Rabbit for mobile, it doesn't give you an option to go through Google to go on YouTube, where it's easier.
Yeah.
You have to add it to Rabbit, which is annoying and a waste of time.
Right. So, that was that. And I loved that music video so much.
Same. I love the message behind it. I love how bold she was with this.
Yep. The visuals themselves were stunning. Like, she lit a car on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And a cake.
She got her track stuck in a fan. I mean...
Right. But I think we were talking about this the other day. People were, like, trying to flag it for pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
Because all the stickers and stuff made her look like a child.
Yeah, but she's not a child.
She's not.
Like, do your research, people.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Sunmi was Park Bom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this in PD's live stream the other day when we listened to the song. She reminds me of, like, an anime doll.
That's because she pretty much is.
At this point, yeah. But
she has had plastic surgery.
A lot of it, but she uh-huh. still looks really pretty.
She's still very pretty.
Right. And the song was gorgeous.
It still works for, you know.
It wouldn't work with anybody else.
We've learned that from NTIC.
Oh, Lord. Please. Stop that baby from going under the knife. I'm saying baby. I just
so
called
bad.
Him baby. He's older than me, remember?
Yeah, he is.
Like, they need to take the knife away from him.
At this point, he might be doing it himself. But, I mean. I still love NTIC, so.
Yeah.
I can't say anything too bad about them.
Can I remember his name?
Jisung.
I'm glad you remember it.
Of course I remember it. I stan NTIC.
I still get them confused. Fuck out of here.
I stan everyone.
No, you don't.
For the most part.
You stan a lot, but not everyone.
Almost everyone.
Yeah.
I'm almost there.
Okay, next was Ravi.
Bop of the Century.
Yes. Tuxedo is such a bop.
It's a song about getting all dressed up and feeling good and doesn't matter about anything else, you know.
And then it's Ravi, so.
Yeah.
I love him so much. Do you know how hard it is to find his songs to download?
Huh?
I have so much. I was trying to download his mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard to find a site that'll let you download his mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's. I'm figuring it out, but I'm gonna get it. I'm trying.
Okay, I just came and fixed our dishwasher.
Oh. I said, like, I'm trying to, like, because I know you're trying to eat, so I'm trying to, like, move this as long as quickly as I can, and I'm getting cold.
Huh?
What?
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's whack. The only problem with it was the valve was turned off.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Oh, yeah, you gotta pay for that trip, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have to do dishes. Damn.
What was after Ravi?
Peppers and mushrooms.
So the one we watched after Ravi hurt us a lot.
Jungkook.
Yeah, Jungkook always hurts with his music.
He really does.
Like, with Jungkook, you're either already crying or you want to cry by the end of the song.
Uh-huh.
But it's always so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Granted, I don't know what actually going on in the music video, but
the thing I really liked about this specific comeback of his
mm-hmm.
was his imagery
yeah.
in this one. More than anything, this one was really touching.
It wasn't. It's like they had the visualizations for, you know, when you're feeling depressed, you want to be isolated, you don't want to be around anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So him hiding under the table was symbolism for a panic attack, like.
Mm-hmm. And then when he was sitting in the chair struggling, but then he could so easily lift his arm up to block the camera.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, insane.
It was. I think my favorite part of the entire MV was at the very end when he was sitting on the table and he just started laughing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then after he laughed, he was just kind of like, it drained him.
Mm-hmm.
visually, it's such a stunning music video.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it hurt a lot.
I know this wasn't a March comeback, but...
No, this was a...
No. Listen. What I'm about to reference wasn't a March comeback, but the scene of him laughing on the table made me think of BTOB's Beautiful Pain.
Oh, okay.
And this one scene where Minhyuk was so hysterical with pain, he just started laughing, mm-hmm. and then he broke down crying.
Oh my god.
And it was so powerful, like that's what that made me think of.
Right. But what I was trying to point out, Hikikomori was not a March comeback.
It wasn't?
No, that came out 2 months ago. But
still worth mentioning, though.
It was still worth mentioning, and what it was is, it was weird. Like, we knew he was coming out with a new song, but he wasn't really giving us too many hints as to when. Like, he would be like, oh, you know, this day, and then... Each time I would go to check, it was, like, you know, behind the scenes or, you know, something else that wasn't DMV.
Mm-hmm.
So that was him just being like, nah, I'm gonna do this one on my terms.
Mm-hmm.
After Jungkook, it was Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Pentagon was really good.
It was really good. It still feels weird not having Edwan there.
Mm-hmm. Especially since he had such a presence in Shine.
Mm-hmm.
I still can appreciate Pentagon.
Of course.
Without Edwan. And I'm getting more used to it, but I need Kino to sit down.
You always need him to sit down. Who are you kidding?
Fair.
You were saying that before I listened to Pentagon.
What was it, Chalala? Chalala was a really good song. I like the vibe of it.
Yeah.
I love the hair colors.
It's funny, like, for the most part, most of the comebacks we've talked about so far, there were no, like, over-the-top hair colors. But it seems like, I don't know, it seems to be the trend in K-pop now, not going too over-the-top.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of, like, just letting their hair rest, except for, you know, Yaman, who's in that bright pink area right now.
Yeah. Well, even there was then BTS. They never let their hair rest. Like, I saw a picture of Tae and Jimin's hair is fried.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Their hair's always fried.
Yeah, but even Yoongi dyed his hair for this comeback, like.
Yeah, he hasn't dyed his hair in a little while.
No, he kind of, like, left it alone.
And I guess that's good for his hair, but, I mean, we all know that he's just going to end up dying in more and more.
Yeah, it's a thing at this point.
Yeah. I hope he likes early balding, but...
And Jimin will go first.
Yep.
After that was Minil from Shiny.
Minil.
That song was such sad.
It was super sad, but it was so good.
It was so good. It was 100% like in his style. He was in it. He was in it.
I loved everything about that.
Same, because that was one of the ones that neither one of us had watched.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was nice to, especially now, because like I had seen Taemin's solo stuff. I hadn't really seen any of Minil's.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Doesn't really have a lot of solo stuff.
Right. So for me, as someone who's like just getting into Shiny, it's nice to say it. Because you tried to kill me last night.
Yeah.
Internet.
War. I did. Just two words: internet war. And Shawls will understand.
Yep. That's all I have to say.
Just internet war.
Yeah. Just internet war. Still don't know who my bias is 100%. I know who I'm leaning towards. Still don't know who my bias is.
Who are you leaning towards?
So far, it's like I'm stuck between Taemin and Minil.
Good choice. But I suggest keeping
me, it's a problem.
He will come up. He will attack you.
I believe it.
Before you're even ready for it.
It seems like I'll be looking at somebody, and then he just kind of pops up into the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right, you are here. Hi. No, go away.
So we'll all know with his beautiful, beautiful smile, he will trash your entire life.
Yeah. It's going to be a thing.
Like I said last night, sometimes I forget that he raps and then he starts shaking my entire world.
He does. I do remember you saying that. Because I was half asleep for half of the rabbit. But I do remember what we talked about.
And then I forgot what song it is, but he started rapping. I was like, my world is shaking.
And I just laughed. I just laughed at you so hard.
Mm-hmm.
The final one on my list, because you added the three after that. The final one was Boy Story.
What do you mean, boy stories? Fetus story.
They're all so young and cute. They're Pocket Squad.
They're way more than Pocket Squad, bro. you gotta hold them in your arms, or else they might run away.
Toddler Squad.
Yeah, there you go, Toddler Squad.
But like I pointed out, because that's for those of you who don't know yet, Boy Story is JYP's Chinese expansion. And I keep thinking of Jackson taking care of them.
It's not a good thought.
It's a cute thought.
Sure, we'll call it that.
Jackson's like the perfect dad material. Shush. Shut up.
I mean, at least he knows how to set aside his crackhead for children.
Yeah, thank God for that. But the song was good. They're at the age where they don't know what they're talking about yet, but...
I remember there was a line that was like, just let me change the whole world. I was like, boy, you four, shit down.
Shit down. Oh, shit down, shit down.
Shit down. Shut up.
Sorry, I thought it was Taehyung.
I know.
But the song was really good. The music video was good. They're very talented little boys.
Mm-hmm. For being the age that they are, you told me one of them was like 10.
I think he's like 10 he was like 10 when they debuted. So he's like 11 now, so he's like 5.
Yeah, 5.
5.
5.
5. But,
everybody stand Fetus Story.
Fetus. And then the last three were your picks.
We did. Fossa Twit. Mamamoo Go Baby, and then Everglow Bun Bun Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, Twit was a bop. I knew that. What I did not expect when we watched Twit, he went and pulled up DKDK TV
explaining it. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I wanted to do that for all the ones that we watched, but I thought, let's not.
Yeah, that would end up being a too long of a rabbit.
Yeah. So I was like, we'll just do it for Twit, and that's fine.
Yeah. But now, like, it gives me the incentive to go look at DKTV stuff to go see for the explanations.
Uh-huh.
So.
You should.
I will. And then.
If you want. Hmm? We can even watch them together because I love DKDKTV.
Bet.
They're Busan guys, so.
Oh, God. Wait, what am I saying, oh, God, for? It's the Daegu boys that come for me. But, then Momoland, which was so pretty.
Oh, my God, I forgot about Momoland.
That they sang the song.
Huh?
I gave the wrong. Did Momoland have a comeback? I gave the wrong name.
Momoland did have a comeback.
What was their comeback?
I'm So Hot.
I didn't watch that one. I got the name wrong. Too many M's.
I meant Mamamoo.
Rip. But the music video was so cute. Yeah.
You're talking about Go-Go Baby, right?
Yes.
Go-Go Baby was not that cute. They were being rude. I need them to sit down.
Okay, well, costume-wise, they were cute.
Yeah.
And then Everglow, which we need to, I need to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much all we had to talk about.
Is there anyone else who came back that you've seen?
No, because I went through the list. There was a list online of people who came back in, like, February and March, and there were ones I hadn't seen or I didn't care to watch.
Some honorable mentions.
Go for it.
Tonga. Let's see. Tonga came back. A-Pink.
I finally found Tonga in that Men on a Mission episode.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Tonga used to be in IOI.
I didn't know that.
And, if you didn't know, IOI was the first group to ever debut out of Produce 101. Mm-hmm. You know the song, Pick Me, Pick Me, Pick Me Up, Pick Me, Pick Me, Pick Me Up, Pick Me, Pick Me, Pick Me, Pick Me, Pick Me, Pick Me, Pick Me Up. That song that went viral? Yeah, that's IOI.
Yeah.
So, Tonga was in IOI, and then they disbanded naturally, because that's what produce groups do.
Yeah. Out of all 11 girls, I recognized two of them off the bat, and that was, I can't remember, Doyoung, is that her name? Doyoung?
Yeah, Doyoung from... Yeah,
from Wiki Makey.
Yeah, Wiki Makey.
And then, I can't remember her name, but she is... And she went on to do acting, and she was in School 2017. And those were the two I recognized off the bat. And he goes, you didn't recognize Chung'a? I'm like, Chung'a was there?
And then I shamed you for it.
You did. He shamed me for a good 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You deserved it.
I did. I did.
How do you not notice Queen Chung'a?
Because I was distracted by Doyoung.
She's a very pretty woman. I won't lie about that.
She is, and she's the one that distracted me.
But Chung'a is also a very pretty lady.
Okay, and they were also on Men. They were on Men on a Mission, and I also got distracted by Heechul. You want to keep going?
All right, fair. You know what? Heechul is also a very pretty lady.
No, when he's a lady, he's Heemi.
Yeah, right. Kim Heemi is also a very pretty lady.
Yes. Until the one member of IOI hit him in the nuts with a pillow. He was like, I don't hit there. And they're like, what do you mean don't hit there? You're supposed to be a lady. I was like, what the hell am I watching? That was the first time watching Man on a Mission that I went, what the hell am I watching? Then I got to the Infinite episode and I'm like, never mind.
It only gets weirder the more you watch it.
I'm going through, like, every episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's helping me learn people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing. Okay,
another honorable mention that I thought of.
Go ahead.
Luna, who came back this year.
So far, I told you I know nothing about them. If they end up coming to Philly, I would only go because of you.
Uh-huh.
Like...
And then after that, you would see them and you'd fall in love, and then you'd want to stand.
That's normally what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're not top of the list priority right now. Top of the list priority is going through the rest of Shiny.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing that today?
Not today.
Okay.
We'll find some kind of time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could also do what I did with 17 and branch out on my own a little bit and then ask questions later.
I guess.
Yeah, well, either way. There was them and there was somebody else. There was another group. It was a girl group, I know that much. Oh, Pristin.
What do you mean? Pristin hasn't had a comeback in 2 years.
No, the groups you were supposed to teach me.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We got time.
I know. Trust me, we got time.
Oh, we got time, trust me. Pledis ain't letting them go anywhere.
We got a better chance of a JYP group coming out of submission.
Dude, do you remember how SM was supposed to debut that new girl group, White Fox?
Yeah.
They're going to debut before Princeton gets the comeback.
Jesus God. Company's got to get their shit together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my hands are starting to go numb. So I think we should end it here.
We should.
So until next time, K-casters.
It was fun. I'll see you in the next 10 years.
I'll probably be around sooner because Jackson's having a comeback, so I'll probably cover that.
Yeah, probably you.
Yeah, it'll end up being me.
I might tweet about it or something if I get the chance.
Yeah. And then we're just waiting for that Team Wang merch.
We're still waiting.
He said August. He said May, August. We'll be getting our Team Wang merch.
You hope.
I do. Although I would kind of laugh walking around with the words Team Wang on my back. Sorry, Jackson. I love you.
I mean, I'm team for his Wang, if you know. I'm kidding.
Sure you are. Bye, K-casters.
Bye.